Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that it's Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everyone. Hope you're having a good one. Hope you have a safe one. This is my 16th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast. So thank you for joining me. Thanks for being with me. We got our good friend Kenneth Davis. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on all the books about Don't Know Much About series. They don't know much about history, don't know much about mythology. He's got some others that he's written, A Nation Rising, and another one that's brand new. I think maybe I don't have it in front of me right now, so I'll get Ken to help me with that for a second. But he's here to talk. We're going to talk about some Thanksgiving stuff. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and a pleasure to be with you, and a very, very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And the new one is Don't Know Much About the American President.
The American Presidents. I love, you know, I can always tell when a book is really, especially if it's new, and some of my great authors like you, because, you know, we have people come in and out of the building here, and somehow things get disappear, you know. So I can always tell when a book's really good if it's not here when I need it.
It's gone. Okay.
That's right.
I get the picture.
Most of the time they come back, but not always. Hey, Ken, I've been for years now, almost 16 years, I've been telling this wonderful little story that I put together through some historical research that I did and put it together in a neat little way of telling the story of the Pilgrims and Squantum, the parallel universes that they lived and how they crisscrossed the Atlantic and maybe even almost passing in the night till finally they came together in this one, I call it a great moment in the history, in the annals of serendipity. They finally came together. Now, how romanticized have I made that story?
I don't think it's romanticized at all, and it's still part of the story that most people don't know. In fact, I was on television the other day and talking to one of the hosts on one of the morning shows, and I said, well, they, you know, Indians spoke English. And he said, what? How do they speak English? I mean, people still don't understand this story because we still see it as the pageant. You know, you go into the supermarket,
oh, yeah,
and the cutout cardboard of the cute children, the little cherubs, and the Indian with a bow and arrow.
And the turkey. But, don't forget the turkey.
And the turkey.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The Pilgrims certainly do come on the Mayflower, arrive in Massachusetts in December of 1620. Not a great time to start a new colony in New England, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the passenger on that Mayflower, by the way, were not people we would call pilgrims.
Right.
They were not coming.
Only 30 or 40 were the actual pilgrims, weren't they?
That's right. And when we say pilgrim, these are people who were later called pilgrims. They didn't call themselves that. They were people who were separatists. They wanted to break away from
separatists, they called them.
That's correct. They wanted to break away from the Church of England. They didn't think that it had been reformed enough. They thought it was too Catholic, essentially,
mm-hmm.
popish, as they said. So that's part of the picture. They come ashore. The men come ashore and start to build a communal house. The women stay on board the Mayflower because it cannot sail back yet. And this was a dreadful, dreadful time.
Mm-hmm.
Half of those 100 passengers died in the first
right.
year. We have to
starved
to remember that.
Froze to death or starved to death?
Starved, disease, malnutrition, exposure, the whole range of things can happen in a terrible winter when you're ill prepared for it.
It gets cold in Massachusetts, too, in the
yes,
winter.
It does. So one day in March, as spring starts to come around, one day a native walks into the pilgrim settlement and speaks to them in English.
That would be Samoset.
That's the first one, Samoset, and for anyone who's been up to Maine, there's a wonderful resort called the Samoset. That's what it's named for.
Uh-huh.
But he comes back a few days later with a man we call Squanto or Tisquantum.
Uh-huh.
Now, Squanto had been taken captive aboard a Spanish and later English ship. This is part of the myth also that the pilgrims come here and they'd never, you know, no Englishmen had ever been here.
Right.
English sailors had been up and down this
all over the place.
Years.
That's how The other one, Sidney Somerset, I saw Somerset learn to speak English.
That's correct, from English sailors,
yeah.
Because this was cod fishing territory,
right.
and it was well known, and there had been long trade between, and that's also the reason that the village that the pilgrims land in is an Indian village that's empty. It's wiped
right.
out because of an epidemic.
And it was Squanto's village, wasn't it?
It was Squanto's village. That's the extraordinary part of this story. He's
yeah.
taken captive, learns English, 5 years abroad, brought back finally by a
he crossed the Atlantic three times.
That's correct. And he comes back to his own village after 5 years of being away,
mm-hmm.
finds it empty. His people have been wiped out by an epidemic of disease, most likely
the whole toxic. The whole Wampanoag Nation was almost decimated by that.
That is correct, and that's one of the reasons they were actually welcoming of the English. They saw them as a very, very useful
mm-hmm.
ally in their own rivalries with other
native tribes.
Well,
the Spaniards had been there. In fact, Squanto spoke Spanish. He was trilingual.
He was taken first on a Spanish ship and later was sold to an Englishman. The Englishman
yep.
eventually lets him return to his home. It is an extraordinary story.
But wasn't that, talk about serendipity, that they land on the very place that was the home of the only trilingual Indian in the world.
It's
almost like, you know, there was divine intervention almost there, Ken.
Well, they must have thought it was pretty miraculous that the first person who walks into their camp, and he's rather bedraggled,
mm-hmm.
speaks to them in English. It must have been astonishing. Of course, they were dreadfully afraid of what they were going to get if they saw Indians, and they
mm-hmm.
knew from the experience of Virginia, for remember, Virginia had been settled much earlier,
right.
and there had been terrible, terrible wars there
mm-hmm.
fought between the English and the Virginian.
But apparently that news hadn't gotten north, so these guys got along pretty well, he and the other Indians helped them to survive
and grow crops.
There's
no question that Squanto does help them. One of the things we know the story that he shows them how to plant corn and
right.
put the fish in to fertilize. One of the other things, I recently came across this interesting
quickly.
Piece, eels. Taught them how to catch eel. High source of protein.
Yeah.
So add eel to the traditional.
Oh, I love me eels. Some eels on Thanksgiving Day. You stuff those puppies up, shove some stuffing down their throat. Eels are great at Thanksgiving.
It's not on our menu.
Eel pie, too. That's really good, too. I'm sorry, folks. I'll get off of that. Happy Thanksgiving 20 after. More history from our good friend Ken Davis after these messages. Stay with us.
The masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.